Ken Paxton says James Tallarico used mom's address to run for seat where he did not live. By Marianne Angela on July 28, 2026. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton accused his Democrat Senate rival, State Representative James Tallarico, D., of election fraud Tuesday after a report alleged Tallarico registered to vote at his mother's Austin address to launch an earlier campaign. The Federalist reported that Tallarico registered at his mother's home in December 2021. That was days before a candidate filing deadline. He was running for a Texas House district where he did not live. The outlet called it an apparent violation of state election law. Paxton seized on the report the same day. He posted a response on X. James Tallarico has proven he has zero regard for Texans and the rule of law, Paxton wrote. He's been lying to voters and shamelessly committing election fraud to hold on to power. James Tallarico has proven he has zero regard for Texans and the rule of law. He's been lying to voters and shamelessly committing election fraud to hold on to power. Attorney General Ken Paxton, at Ken Paxton, July 28, 2026. Voter records reviewed by the Dallas Express listed December 5, 2021, registration date. The Austin address is tied to Tallarico's parents. A separate campaign finance filing shows a $1,437.84 in-kind contribution from his parents dated December 12. The filing marked it moving expenses. Tallarico had announced the plan weeks earlier. On October 13, he said he would move back to HD 50 to run for the newly drawn seat. Republicans have gerrymandered me out of my district. If they think they can keep me off the House floor, they better think again. I'm grateful to everyone urging me to move back to HD 50, where I grew up, to run for the seat being vacated by my friend Rep. Israel. I'm in. Hashtag xlitchpick.twitter.com/kbv1rdnqhg. James Tallarico, at James Tallarico, October 13, 2021. The general election fell on November 8, 2022. Under the Texas Constitution, that meant Tallarico had to live in the district by November 8, 2021. The records do not establish when he began living at the Austin address. He purchased a home in the 50th House District in 2022. Paxton spokeswoman Madison Searcy went further in a statement to the Federalist. It is absolutely disgusting that James Tallarico used his mother's address to not only commit voter fraud, but also to defraud his entire constituency. Also, he could run in a safe Democrat seat, Searcy said. The Democrat has accused Paxton of voting illegally from the wrong address in six elections, a charge tied to reporting by ProPublica and the Texas Tribune. Tallarico's campaign has said he lives and is registered at the North Austin home he bought in 2022. ProPublica and the Tribune reported they could not independently confirm that. Tallarico shields his registration under a state privacy law. Paxton does not. A survey released Tuesday showed Tallarico ahead of Paxton, 45% to 40%. That reversed the attorney general's earlier edge. Tallarico campaigns as a moderate. His record has drawn scrutiny over gaps with that persona.